Greetings, dear friends, in the Savior's worthy name. Again from Isaiah 55 we read, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Once again, this truth as found in Isaiah 55 rings loud and clear in our ears. During a number of previous broadcasts, we have considered a multitude of ways in which this passage is forever true. Today, I want to consider with you for a few moments the worthiness of our Lord Jesus Christ. Man derides Him. Man uses His name in blasphemy. Man hears the clear clarion call of the gospel and flatly rejects Him. Like one of old, so often they say or react, "I'll have no part of him. I want nothing to do with this man, the Lord Jesus." How distinctly different are the ways and thoughts of our God concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. For an example, the scriptures tell us that the angel said, "Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin." We read from Luke's gospel, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord." Yes, our God has much to say about His Son, the Lord Jesus. Man, from the day He was born, thought to destroy Him. Herod tried to have Him killed. His own family didn't understand Him. John says He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. But bless God, we thank God for the high esteem, the high position, the recognition He gives to the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye Him." I ask you, listening friend, what is your attitude? What is your reaction? What is your appraisal and appreciation of the Lord Jesus Christ? We read from the book of Colossians of the Lord Jesus, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Listen, please. Who is the image of the invisible God. You can't see something that's invisible. And God is invisible. And yet, if you want to see God as He has manifested Himself, then you look to the Lord Jesus Christ, the firstborn of all creation. For by Him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether it be thrones or dominions or principalities of powers. All things were created by Him, this one who hung on the cross, this one who was cradled in Bethlehem's manger. He was the eternal Creator. It says all things were created by Him and for Him, and He is before Him, before all things, and by Him all things consist or cohere, hang together. And He is the head of the church, the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things, listen, that in all things, that in your life and mine, He is to have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in Him should all fullness dwell. Let me tell you, friends, this is God's estimate. This is God's recognition of who the Lord Jesus Christ is. In Hebrews we read, "God the Father said to God the Son, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever." When we turn to the book of the Revelation, we read that concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, they recognized Him for who He was. And we read from Revelation 5 and 8, "And when He had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints." Listen, here's what they did. "And they sang a new song." What did they say to the Lord Jesus? "Thou art worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for Thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by Thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God a kingdom of priests, and we shall reign on the earth." God is seeking worshipers for His Son. What is your estimate? What is your appraisal of the Lord Jesus? His thoughts are above ours. Why don't you today bow down and acknowledge Him, Lord of Lords, King of Kings.